Coach, good to have you back talking Maywood Hayes Center track and field. Coach, you got your first meet. You're going to be part of the indoor meet at UNK, and what a challenging meets throughout the spring. But first of all, numbers, girls and boys there for the Wolves. How's it looking this year?
Yeah, this is my biggest group I've had since I've been here, which is pretty nice to have. I currently have 37 altogether. That breaks down to about, I think it was 13 boys and 24 girls. So, pretty happy with that number. Definitely, some kids that we can work with, move around, especially on the girls' side with, being such a high number, we can spread out, a little more and cover some events that we didn't have in the past and just try to spread out and give as many points as possible at meets. Same thing with the boys, we'll be able to put a couple relays together, and individually we're strong in a few events, and I'm looking forward to see how that kind of, shapes out throughout the season.
Coach, your girls were fourth in the Class D once again this year. And by the way, that changes this year. I know. I remember getting the text message from Coach when you heard the news. You're going up to Class C. So that's a little bit of a change for you this year, isn't it?
It will be. I mean, we were one girl over from being from Class C to Class D. But at first it kind of stung a little bit. I was like, dang it, we don't get to go defend our 4x8, 4x4 titles. That we won, last year. We were looking forward to doing that just because we only lost Reagan in both those relays. So having three back and, having some pretty strong freshmen coming up, I knew one of them would be able to step up and fill in those shoes. From Reagan, I know it'd be tough, but I know they'd be able to do it. And just the fact that we were not able to do that kind of hurt a little bit. But things went on. We kind of got that mindset of, okay, now we got to go and go compete at a different class. And, Class C is going to be, it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be one of the best classes in the state, in my opinion, just because of who's all in Class C. And just some very strong, track teams in Class C from, Imperial, Gothenburg, Ogallala, all those teams from even out here. And I'm sure out east, there's some pretty tough ones too. So, it'll be a challenge, but we're going to learn to embrace it and just move forward and just train with that mentality of, hey, we can compete in any class. It's just a matter of going to do it and, take care of business. So,
yeah, your girls were fourth last year. As you kind of touched on, you got a majority of those girls back. You've got some great junior high kids that had a great season last year. Maybe some of those eighth graders sneak in and help you some spots in this year as freshmen this year. So good depth, and you cover, you've got some sprinters back, middle distance, relays. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cover a lot of ground, don't you?
Yeah, we'll be able to cover every event. I'd be surprised if hopefully we can get points at least in every event we compete in, which is, be new for us. Usually in the past we haven't had a few events that we haven't even been able to put any kids in and such. So, if we would have been Class D, it would have been nice to see where we ended up, in the state meet as far as the team is concerned. But with Class D, I couldn't even tell you, where we would, how we would even do at that point. But just looking forward to other meets, I'd be lying to you if I wasn't thinking we could win some local meets as a team on the girls' side, and just because of our depth and just some of the freshman kids that can step in and fill in some roles, and just with the kids, all the kids we have back, juniors, sophomores, obviously the seniors, great leaders that I have there, just to be able to do well as a team, throughout the year. I'm looking forward to that. So,
how about your boys? It's good, boys back once again out this year.
Absolutely, yeah. We got, we got Sawyer back, we got Rubel back, Steven. Those are our key returners that we're returning. We did pick up Charlie Callis this year, so he'll help us in the sprint and the high jump possibly. And then I got a great group of freshmen, coming back that are going to step in. Bentley Bros in the sprints and high jump. Mason Loomis also in the same category. Quade Broad in the middle to long distance possibly. So, we have a few more events that we can fill in. I'm glad that those 13 boys decided to do track. That's always been a struggle around here, is trying to get those kids to buy in and compete in track. So the fact that I got 13 of them, it's great to have them, and I'm looking forward to see how they compete throughout the year. And I know that some of them will have some pretty good events that they're good at, and and they want to perfect those, and looking forward to that.
So glad to see Sawyer out as a senior. I saw him at one of the junior high basketball games there, Coach, and I said, you are going out for track this year. And he kind of had that look. I'm like, come on, Sawyer. You came on in the high hurdles in the 300s last year. I said, I don't know what your school record, but you got to be a chance maybe to break a couple of school records maybe and get yourself to Omaha this year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, he was one of our key ones, and I know my mom has always, you know, pushed track, so I know it'd be pretty hard for him not to go out just because mom loves track, and she's always talking to me about it. So, you know, I'm just glad to, you know, not very many senior boys like to do it their senior year unless they're really good. So I'm glad that he decided to come back and finish out strong, and I think actually I heard yesterday that he's getting recruited to do some college track, so at least in the talks of that. So that's, you know, some good motivation for him to work towards and really put in some hard work and see how he, you know, dropped those times or increases, you know, the long jump. You know, he did very well in the high jump last year and the hurdles. So kind of seeing where he can do. And, gosh, it'll be fun to see him grow with that motivation of possibly doing, you know, some college track in the future. So,
Coach, kick off the season going to UNK and the indoor coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we're just, you know, gearing up for that. You know, we had a couple great week of practices, or, you know, last week and this week, you know, are going, you know, fairly well, staying fairly injury free. So we should have most of our kids compete there. We competed at this meet a couple years ago when the Class D1 got snowed out. So we're a little familiar with it as far as, you know, what teams are there and whatnot. So, you know, looking forward to the competition right away with all the Class C schools. And I think Class B school, I think Holdridge is there maybe, if they're Class B, I don't remember. Kind of get it right off the bat, kind of get a feel for Class C and what they need to do and who they need to compete against, you know, in a very, you know, small field, but it'll still be good for them to kind of get a feel for that and kind of get off the bat and get going.
Yep, got some good meets. This one, you go to Grant a couple of times. We'll see you at the Don Stein at Cambridge coming up here down the road and everything. And the RPAC meet, boy, that RPAC meet has been so good the last couple of years, Coach. And Cambridge is going to be the site, and it'll be good again this year.
Oh, it'll be great. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, almost going to be a good, you know, I just think 4x8 on the girls' side. We won that last year, you know, and, you know, they're going to be a good push for us and kind of see where we end up there. And I tell you what, I think the RPAC meet is going to be the toughest meet of the year, in my opinion, just with all the kids that we have and some great athletes in the RPAC. And, you know, all the records that were broken last year, you know, some of those kids are still, you know, are still here. They haven't graduated. So I tell you what, it's going to be one heck of a meet coming the RPAC meet. So definitely got a lot to work between now and then. But, yeah, gosh, it's going to be a fun one.